This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russia on Tuesday claimed to have taken control of 97% of one of two provinces that make up Ukraine's Donbas, bringing the Kremlin closer to its goal of fully capturing the eastern industrial heartland of coal mines and factories. The Russian defense minister said that Moscow's forces hold nearly all of Luhansk province, and it appears that Russia now occupies roughly half of Donetsk province, according to Ukrainian officials and military analysts. After abandoning its bungled attempt to storm Kyiv 2 months ago, Russia declared that taking the entire Donbas is its main objective. Moscow-backed separatists have been battling Ukrainian government forces in the Donbas since 2014, and the region has borne the brunt of the Russian onslaught in recent weeks. Academy Award-winning actor Matthew McConaughey has offered an emotional call in Congress to reach a higher ground and pass gun control legislation. In a roughly 22-minute speech at the White House on Tuesday, McConaughey, a Uvalde, Texas native, exhorted gridlock Congress to pass gun reforms that can save lives without infringing on Second Amendment rights. At a news conference, the White House press secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre, said that Matthew McConaughey came to the briefing room after meeting with U.S. President Joe Biden.
We thought hearing from him directly, him using his platform, is incredibly important. We all know what it's like or how important it is for folks, especially on whether you are an actor, whether you are in the business sector, wherever you are, to use your platform, how critical and important it is. And I think his words here today were incredibly powerful and emotional.
McConaughey attempted to offer a clear connection to the small Texas town in vivid detail of the sheer loss of the 19 children and two teachers gunned down in last month's shooting. This is VOA News. An American woman who prosecutors say led an all-female battalion of Islamic State militants in Syria pleads guilty. The AP's Ed Donahue with more details.
Allison Fluke Ekron broke down sobbing after admitting in federal court near Washington to conspiring to provide material support to a foreign terrorist organization. She could face a maximum 20-year sentence. Fluke Ekron once lived in Kansas. In Syria, she trained women and young girls to use automatic rifles, grenades, and suicide belts. Some were as young as 10 or 11. According to one witness cited in court documents, Fluke Ekron spoke openly about wanting to conduct an attack in the U.S., including by parking a car loaded with explosives in a shopping mall garage. Another witness said she discussed ideas for a bomb attack on a college campus in the Midwest. Ed Donahue, Washington.
South Korea, the U.S., and Japan held a meeting at the vice ministerial level in Seoul on Wednesday. The meeting was attended by U.S. Deputy Secretary of State Wendy Sherman, the South Korean vice foreign minister, and Japanese vice foreign minister. The tension on the Korean Peninsula was one of the many subjects on the agenda. The three countries have been discussing a coordinated response to a possibly imminent North Korean nuclear launch. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen acknowledged Tuesday that she and Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell could have used a better word than transitory when describing the expected run of inflation in the U.S. economy. She added that she was hopeful it would soon be on the decline. The Federal Reserve and Treasury Department have been increasingly blamed by legislators and the public for allowing inflation to reach record highs, notably an 8.3% leap in consumer prices over the past year alone. The FBI has seized the electronic data of a retired four-star general who authorities say made false statements and withheld incriminating documents about his role in an illegal foreign lobbying campaign on behalf of Qatar. Court records obtained by the Associated Press outline a potential criminal case against retired Marine General John R. Allen for violating foreign lobbying laws. Allen led U.S. and NATO forces in Afghanistan before being tapped in late 2017 to lead the influential Brookings Institution think tank. And the Allen denies working as a Qatari agent. Spokesperson told AP he voluntarily cooperated with the investigation. Recapping our top story, Russia has now claimed to have taken control of 97% of the two provinces that make up Ukraine's Donbas, bringing the Kremlin closer to its goal of fully capturing the eastern industrial heartland of coal mines and factories. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.